like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Brock, and you're listening to It's Movie Time. John, we are talking about The Reluctant Fundamentalist.
Oh, I hear it was a great novel.
And just, yes, it actually was.
It's about a young Pakistani who, before 9/11, is on the rise in Wall Street. 9/11 hits, and then his life changes.
And of course, this is a young Pakistani man who comes to the United States for opportunity to give his family things that... Or not even just to give his family, to give himself things his family never even dreamed of having. He comes from a very modest family, a very intellectual family, academic family. His dad's a poet, wants to have the American dream. I know it's cliche to sound, but that's what he wants. Then 9/11 happens and everything changes. There's this whole kind of underlying discussion about, do you hold on to the past and to your roots and to your culture? If you do that, can you really ever assimilate into being quote unquote American?
And he's a reluctant fundamentalist. There are several places in the film where not only he but others talk about the fundamentals. If you're looking at the radical side, they're talking about recruits and the fundamentals, Wall Street and the fundamentals of success there.
Which I thought was so well done, because if you know anybody who's ever worked for one of these big companies like Goldman Sachs, the former Morgan Stanley, so many people who've been in that world come out of it and say, oh my gosh, it was like a cult.
The firm he works for, think about Bain, for instance, is a firm that values, does evaluations of firms, and is usually mortician.
Fundamentals, and there's being a fundamentalist.
Yes.
When you say, you know, they're Muslim fundamentalists, totally different from saying it's all about the fundamentals.
Director Meera Nair, who's a favorite of mine.
I love her.
Salaam Bombay.
Vanity Fair.
Right.
With Reese Witherspoon. That was a snooze of a movie, but it was beautifully done.
Yes. And Monsoon Wedding.
Right.
So she tends a little bit to be preachy about this business. What's the difference between the kind of cutthroat world you described and the world that has been attacking the U.S.? And what I find so intriguing about this movie is it's a different take on 9/11.
Completely different. It makes you question your own ideals. And he is constantly berated and attacked and treated as if he's a criminal. And I think that treatment changes who he is, and it makes him long for home.
What do you think? And his name is Changez.
Right.
Changez.
Right. Change.
So allegorically, he's changing.
The casting of Kate Hudson as his love
interest.
Isn't
that strange? Plump, dark-haired artist.
It was just miscast. Well, and I tend to really, really like her.
In Nair's allegory, she represents the conflict of interests. And looking at another weak side of this film, I thought the ending was just as disappointing to me as the ending in Argo. I thought it was contrived. An otherwise very, very interesting movie and a completely different take on 9/11 and a good character arc. I found some of the deficiencies here. Some of it in that the abduction plot seemed to be a bit contrived. And then that ending seemed to be
contrived. And so tell you in the beginning of this review is that this movie is kind of all over the place in terms of setting, where we are in time, looking back.
Oh yeah, it jumps
all over the place. But it's done in a way that's very easy to follow.
Yes.
And yes, there are some storylines that are, they're trite and you go, oh, okay. However, I think the underlying story about a guy who is a foreigner who comes to this country and who tries to make a life here and then is essentially almost forced out, not because he wants to leave, but because everyone else wants him to. That, to me, was the really interesting part of this movie.
So, do you find it interesting enough to give it a grade?
I'm going to grade it.
All right.
I'll let you go first, though.
No, you can't do that.
You have to go first.
No, I gave it a B+.
Ah, John, this is like one of the first times that we totally agree.
Really?
I gave it a B+ as well.
Wonderful.
And I really liked the main character. I thought he was a great actor.
His name is Riz Ahmed. R-I-Z-A-H-M-E-D, playing Changez. And don't forget Kate Hudson. Liev Schreiber plays the journalist.
Yeah, but who cares about him?
And Kiefer Sutherland playing a very cool part as the corporate head.
But he was in it for like 15 minutes.
He was good, though, when he was in it. Anyway, if you get a chance to see it, we advise our audience, see it. You'll be intrigued and you'll be as conflicted as we are.
It'll make you think.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Brock. Listen to the shows, read reviews, wcbe.org.